This is a recording of Your Camden, November 2006. The magazine is being read by the transcription service of the DRT from a document provided by Camden Council. It is a tone index recording. High-pitched beeps can be heard in fast-forward and rewind mode on machines with cue and review facility. There will be two tones between each major section or article of the magazine, and one tone between each subsection within. Your Camden, November 2006, your free monthly magazine from Camden Council. In this issue there are features on domestic violence, Youth Question Time, International Day of Disabled Peoples, and Safer Neighbourhoods. News Stories, page 4. Stand Up Against Bullying. We are being encouraged to wear blue for one day this month, all in aid of Anti-Bullying Week. The slogan for the week, which runs from Monday the 20th to Friday the 24th of November, is Bullying, See It, Get Help, Stop It. If you see bullying happen, then you can take positive action to help. Parents and pupils across Camden are being invited to get involved and work together to help put a stop to bullying. On 24th of November, children will be invited to wear blue clothes to school as part of Blue Friday, which will show their commitment to stamping out bullying. You can get help and advice on gethelpwithbullying.org.uk or phone 0800 884 444. From the Art. A 20-foot mural is now the focal point of the Jack Taylor School. The multimedia mural painted by young offenders replaces the graffiti tags which had previously been cleared by them and our street environment services. The young offenders created the artwork in a bid to prevent future tagging and give something back to the community. The mural, which includes a giant xylophone, mounted wooden cut-out vehicles and bamboo helicopters, now brightens up the school's playground. Jack Taylor has worked closely with the youth offending team over the past few years, enabling young offenders to repair the damage there. You can report graffiti problems online on our website at camden.gov.uk, by email street.environment@camden.gov.uk, or by phoning 020 7974 6914. The article features a picture of Jack Taylor School pupil Sabia and teacher Karen Walter as they try out the xylophone on the new multimedia mural in the school's playground. Kentish Town by-election. If you're not already registered and want to vote in the Kentish Town Ward by-election on Thursday the 7th of December, you must register before Thursday the 30th of November. You can get more information or get an electoral registration form from our electoral services team by post or in person. You can go to room 11, Camden Town Hall, Judd Street, WC1H 9LZ, or phone 020 7974 3606. You can also email electoral.services@camden.gov.uk or go to camden.gov.uk/democracy. Your poll card should be delivered the week beginning Monday the 20th of November and postal votes the week beginning Monday the 27th of November. You do not need a polling card to vote. Islam Awareness Week. Enjoy an Eid celebration party during Islam Awareness Week, Monday the 20th to Sunday the 26th of November. Organised by the Third Age Project, there will be Bengali music, performances by local artists, and cuisine from Bangladesh, West Africa and Turkey. The event takes place 2 to 4pm on Thursday the 23rd of November at the Third Age Project, based in the Crypt Centre, Munster Square, West Euston. You can find out more by phoning 020 7383 4922 or go to thirdageproject.org.uk. Schools across the borough will also be marking Islam Awareness Week in assemblies and exhibitions. Events include a poster exhibition and workshops which question attitudes, stereotypes and beliefs about Islamic culture. You can find out more about Islam Awareness Week on camden.gov.uk. Tribute to Bob Marley. There is a new landmark in the borough dedicated to legendary reggae artist Bob Marley. Marley has been honoured with a heritage plaque in Bloomsbury. The plaque, unveiled in the 25th anniversary year of his death, has been organised by the Nubian Jack Community Trust. Number 34 Ridgemount Gardens was the star's first official London address in 1972. There are only a small number of plaques across London in honour of African Caribbean people, including Nurse Mary Seacole, Oluwada Equiano and Robert Browning. You can find out more information on Nubian Jack's educational programmes by phoning 0800 093 0400. Page 5. Just what the doctor ordered. Residents are being invited to learn more about Camden's healthcare. An open event at University College Hospital, UCH, aims to showcase the wide range of services, pioneering treatments and sophisticated technology available in the borough. You will be able to peer at microbes, find out about genetic testing, visit an operating theatre, fit into a chemical protection suit, see your heartbeat and watch an acupuncture demonstration. You can talk to frontline medical teams from all seven of the trusts, enjoy some festive mince pies, listen to carol singing, and see a special guest switch on the Christmas tree lights. The event takes place on Tuesday the 5th of December from 3:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at UCH 235 Euston Road. You can find out more on uclh.nhs.uk or phone 0207 380 9897. Have your say on education. Secondary and special education in the borough is set to undergo its biggest ever transformation through a new £200 million investment programme. If you are a parent, we want you to tell us what is most important to you and your children. You can have your say by filling in the School Places questionnaire in this issue. We hope to join the government's Building Schools for the Future, BSF programme, in September 2007. All secondary and special schools will benefit, whether through the refurbishment of existing buildings, enhanced ICT, or a full rebuild. Please go to the centre pages to fill out the questionnaire and send it to Free Post RLYR-SGCX-GCEA, School Places, Central Mail Room, London Borough of Camden, Judd Street, London WC1H 9JE, by the 12th of January 2007. Honours Reception. Did you know that you can nominate someone to receive an award in the honours lists? All you have to do is go to the Cabinet Office's UK Honours website, listed, and fill in a form to nominate someone for either the Queen's Birthday or New Year's Honours for 2008. Local celebrities and residents across the borough will be going to the Mayor's Parlour for a special reception to mark their receiving honours this year. They include EasyJet's Sestelius Hadjiyanu, Esther Anson MBE, our Antisocial Behaviour Officer Ian Walker MBE, and Yvonne Hill, Head Teacher of Great Ormond Street Hospital's School. You can nominate online at cabinetoffice.gov.uk/ceremonial or phone 020 7276 2777. Tackling hate crime. A metropolitan police operation aims to clamp down on cases of domestic violence, homophobic crime and race hate crime. Operation Athena will include voluntary sector groups going around the borough to highlight the services available to victims of hate crime. More police patrols, a domestic violence awareness campaign and the relaunching of our race hate reporting hotline. The borough has a dedicated policing team, Camden's Community Safety Unit, which is one of the most successful in the Metropolitan Police for dealing with hate crime. We take every report of hate crime very seriously, says Detective Inspector John Marriott. We would appeal to all victims and witnesses to crimes to come forward and assist us. You can find the telephone numbers on page 10 in this issue. Dispersal zone extended. Police powers to ban troublemakers for up to 24 hours from the Camden Town area are being extended over the festive period to help prevent alcohol-related violence and street robbery. The zone includes St Pancras Way, Camden Road, Primrose Hill and Parkway, and will run until the 1st of January 2007. Police can ban groups causing trouble from the zone for up to 24 hours to diffuse problems and keep the streets safer for all. You can find out more information on camdensafe.org. Community News. Save a life, give blood. BBC Children's presenter Angelica is one. Are you? Blood donors are desperately needed from black and Asian communities. The National Blood Service has recruited celebrities to encourage others to come forward. Radio 1's Trevor Nelson, actor Colin Salmon, comedian Little Miss Jocelyn, MTV's Jasmine Dotiwala, and TV presenters Ronnie Yates and Connie Huck want others in the black and Asian communities to give blood, the message for the campaign. Their Circle of Life designs will be auctioned at ebay.co.uk/community/charity to raise money for the African Caribbean Leukemia Trust, Keaton's Army, Sickle Cell Society and UK Thalassemia Society. You can register by phoning the National Donor Helpline on 0845 7711, open 24 hours, or go to blood.co.uk to find out the venues and times for your nearest blood donation session. A better climate for Camden Council. If you run a business in the borough, you can get free one-to-one advice on saving the environment. This is part of a new scheme, Better Climate for Camden, which aims to help businesses of all sizes gain a competitive edge by doing their bit for the environment and saving money in the process. The joint initiative, organised by us, the Holborn Partnership, the University of East Anglia and EnviroWise, is now up and running after the London Development Agency committed £25,000 to the three-year scheme. Businesses are responsible for 40% of the UK's CO2 emissions. You can find out more about the scheme by emailing better.climate@camden.gov.uk or go to betterclimate.org, or you can phone 020 7974 2192. Page 6. Join the Street Party. Get down to Lamb's Conduit Street in Bloomsbury for its winter festival from 12 till 8 p.m. on Friday the 1st of December. The street will once again be given over to music, food and drink, competitions and games and seasonal promotions for an unusual lead-in to the holiday season. Two local charities, the Corrams Fields Children's Playground and Bedford House Community Centre, will benefit from visitors buying a discount shopping card during the festival. You can find out more about events and times on lambsconduit.com/festival. Annual Closure Week. Camden's Local Studies and Archives Centre will be closed for a week in December for their annual stock take. The centre, based in Holborn Library in Theobald's Road, will be closed from Monday the 4th of December to Saturday the 9th of December for work including sorting and listing archives and other collections in the strongrooms. It will reopen on Monday the 11th of December. The library's current exhibition is King's Cross, A Tour in Time, about the history of the area. A book of the same name accompanies the exhibition and is available from the centre. You can get information on archives on camden.gov.uk/local studies or phone 020 7974 6342. World AIDS Day. Wear a red ribbon on Friday the 1st of December for World AIDS Day. Around 40 million people around the world are living with HIV or AIDS, 60,000 in the UK, and more than 7,000 people here are diagnosed every day. A number of events are being staged December the 1st. You can listen to the London Gay Men's Chorus in a lunchtime concert at St Pancras Church in Euston at 1 p.m. or take part in the evening candlelit vigil at St Anne's Church in Dean Street, Soho. You may also want to go along to City Hall for an exhibition of photographs called Positive Arts, which shows the impact of AIDS and HIV around the world. The event is on until Sunday the 10th of December. You can find out more on worldaidsday.org.uk/events or phone the National AIDS Trust on 020 7814 6767. Feature: Domestic Violence. Don't sweep it under the carpet. Camden joins the international community in saying no to domestic violence on Saturday the 25th of November, White Ribbon Day. Two women are murdered every week in the UK at the hands of violent partners. During November, we're sending out a strong message that help is available. Domestic violence can happen to anyone, regardless of age, gender, race, sexuality or wealth. Last year, 3,000 incidents of domestic violence were reported to the police in Camden, just a quarter of the abuse estimated to happen. If your partner is physically or verbally abusing you, then you are a victim of domestic violence. The message for Domestic Violence Awareness Month in November is that help is available. Camden Safety Net works closely with other domestic violence agencies like Camden Women's Aid to assist those affected by domestic violence. Camden Women's Aid offers refuge, support and legal advice in a confidential, safe environment. Many abused clients experience conflicting emotions such as fear, blame, anger, shame, resentment and powerlessness, says Catriona Scanlon of Camden Safety Net. We are there to help and empower them make informed decisions about their situation. Claire's story. Claire's husband started beating her after the birth of their son, 4 years into their relationship. One morning, he fell in the door, drunk as a skunk. I asked him where he'd been. He punched me in the face. The gentleman I fell in love with had turned into a lying, violent thug, who seemed more interested in his social life than his family. Why did I put up with it for so long? I thought I could recapture what we had in the beginning. I decided to seek help at my local police station. The policeman was sympathetic and advised me to contact Camden Safety Net, where I have received counselling and support. It changed my life and lifted a weight off my shoulders. I can talk about my problems, I'm aware of my rights, and can get help. I realised I'm not alone. Now I am slowly regaining my self-esteem. It takes time. I'm still in counselling, but I'm getting stronger, and I no longer have to put up with the abuse. Nobody does. Organisations that can help. Camden Safety Net, 0207 974 3665. Camden Women's Aid, 0207 428 9962. National Domestic Violence Helpline, 0808 2000 247. Open 24 hours all year. Police Community Safety Unit, 020 8733 6470. Camden LGBT Forum, 020-7470-8760. Call 999 in an emergency. You can get more details on camdensafe.org and click on Personal Safe. Report Race Hate Crime. Race hate crime is any crime committed against someone because of his or her race, colour, nationality, religion or ethnic background. This can include spitting, name-calling, insults and physical assault. There are a number of ways you can report race hate crime. You can report it to the police in an emergency, call 999. For non-urgent matters, call 020-7404-1212. Victim support on 020-7388-9550. Camden Council's Hate Crime Hotline on 0800 138 1661. One of the independent reporting sites listed. A trained volunteer will only send your details to the police if you want them to. Independent reporting sites. Age Concern, Hillwood Resource Centre, 1 Polygon Road, Euston, 020-7387-7628. Age Concern Camden, Margaret Hepburn Centre, 11 Chad Street, 020-7837-3777. Age Concern Camden, Great Croft Resource Centre, Cromer Street, 020-7278-5090. Bengali Workers Association, Sorma Community Centre, 1 Robert Street, 020-7388-7313. Camden Community and Police Consultative Group, 16-18 Widbourne Street, 020-727-85459. Camden Cypriot Women's Organisation, 2C Falkland Road, 020-7267-7194. Castlehaven Community Centre, 21 Castlehaven Road, 020-7692-2240. Chadswell Healthy Living Centre, Harrison Street, 020-7713-5545. Chinese Community Centre, 9 Tavistock Place, 020-7388-8883. Corams Fields Youth Centre, 93 Guildford Street, 020-7837-2609. Fleet Community Centre, Fleet Road, 020-7722-8296. Gospel Oak Youth Access Point, 44 Ashdown Crescent, 020-7974-7105. Hoban District Housing, 21 Mabledon Place, 020-7974-6291 or 3566. King's Cross Brunswick Neighbourhood Centre, 51 Argyle Street, 020-7837-4025. King's Cross Racial Diversity Project, 80 Caledonian Road, 020-7833-5993. Marchmont Centre, 62 Marchmont Street, 020-7278-7278 or 5635. South Camden Youth Access Point, 78 Cromer Street, 020-7974-8257. St Pancras Community Centre, 30 Camden Street, 020-7387-2377. St Pancras Refugee Centre, Holy Cross Centre, The Crypt, Cromer Street, 020-7278-4437. Under 25 Centre, Crogsland Road, 218 Evershult Street, 020-7974-4595. Feature, Opening Up to Disability. Sunday the 3rd of December is International Day of Disabled People, aimed at promoting an understanding of disability issues. A major issue affecting disabled people today is around employment, says Akin Olukiran, Chief Executive of DISC, Disability in Camden. DISC is an organisation working to use the day to further the employment aims of disabled residents. We spoke to Akin Olukiran about the problems they encounter. Most disabled people want to get work, and the way to do this is by volunteering, says Akin. The organisation based in Kentish Town works to improve opportunities for disabled people in the borough. DISC runs a free and confidential advice and information service that covers all aspects of living with a disability or long-term health problem. If you are disabled, DISC can offer you information and advice on all aspects of welfare benefits, support services if you are deaf, your finances, housing, transport and mobility, health services, services available in the home, direct payments for care services, leisure activities, employment and training. The problem that many disabled people encounter is getting the opportunity to volunteer or even train for a job. DISC is calling on organisations and businesses in the borough to open their doors to provide these opportunities for disabled people. The most important thing is that people want the opportunity to get out of their houses, whether it is by volunteering or being in paid employment. They just want something to do. They're not interested in handouts. Disabled people want to be integrated fully into society and put something back into it. If you are in a paid employment, you can get full-time support as a disabled person through the Job Centre Plus Access to Work scheme. This provides support such as interpreters and transport. However, this support is not available if you are a volunteer, so it is difficult to progress. Yet the situation is that you often need to volunteer first before you can get further, so disabled people are unwittingly discriminated against. We are now trying to redress this by working with local organisations on training. People don't just want to come in and stuff envelopes, they want to make a positive contribution, and organisations should recognise this. Following a public consultation, disabled people will have more say in the provision of council services. We aim to provide better access to services, more employment opportunities, and improved leisure and sports facilities. DISC is based at 58 Phoenix Road, NW5. If you want to work as a volunteer, you will receive training and support. You should phone 020-7530-6482. You can telephone Minicom, the DISC Advice Officers, 020-7387-1466, on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, or email advice@discnwl.org.uk. Box. Free rides. You can take up the new hail and ride service provided by Plusbus. It is a free wheelchair-accessible local community bus running on three routes in Camden. If you have difficulty using ordinary buses, then you can use this service. All buses stop at fixed points but can be hailed anywhere that is safe to stop. You need to be a member, paying just £1 to join the service. You can get a registration form by phoning 020 7275 2420. Recycling News Supplement. The new Regis Road Recycling Education Centre is now open. Children from Edith Neville and Gospel Oak Primary Schools were the first to try out a brand new education space that explores the world of Camden recycling. The space has been created so that groups can learn a little bit more about how recycling works and what they can do to help their local environment. Most of the education centre's furniture is itself made from recycled materials. For example, the tables were industrial plastics in a previous life. If you would like your class to visit the centre, please call us or visit camden.gov.uk/recycling to book. Recycling services. What we offer. Doorstep recycling. Weekly collection of glass, paper, cardboard, cans and plastic bottles from your door. Call to check availability. Estates recycling. Provision of mini recycling sites on your estate to recycle glass, paper and cans. On-street recycling banks. There are more than 100 recycling sites across Camden for you to recycle paper, cans, plastic bottles, glass, textiles and soon batteries. Textiles and batteries are at a selection of sites only. Regis Road Recycling Centre. Located in Kentish Town, you can recycle a wide range of materials including light bulbs. Open 0800 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. every day. White goods collection. Free collection service of white goods such as fridges, freezers, cookers and washing machines. Green stroke garden waste collection. Free collection of unlimited green garden waste throughout the year. We also offer compost bins at a subsidised price of just £6. To order yours, call 0870 849 4880, quoting Camden. Smart shopping. Think before you buy. Being a smart shopper will help to reduce the amount of waste that is sent to landfill, thus reducing our impacts on the environment as well as helping to save you money. Little actions can make big differences. It is so easy to be a smart shopper. Cut down on carrier bags. Remember to take bags with you when you do your shopping. Choose to shop with reusable bags. Did you know that each person in the UK uses an average of 290 plastic carrier bags a year? Choose less packaging. Loose fruit and vegetables are often cheaper than prepackaged and they create less rubbish. Choose to buy refillable items. You only need the contents, not the container, don't you? Buy recycled. If you buy products made from recycled materials, you will encourage manufacturers to demand more recycled materials to make them from. Choose reusable, / rechargeable, / repairable items. It will cut down on waste and may generate you some savings. Plastic bottles. What happens next? All plastic bottles are taken to South London, where they are sorted and baled before being sent to companies around the world to be recycled. The plastic bottles we collect from you are made into a variety of plastic items, including bottles, garden furniture, fleece jackets, new wheelie bins, compost bins, water butts, and video and CD cases, amongst other things. Did you know? Just 25 2-litre plastic bottles can be recycled into a fleece jacket, and recycling a single plastic bottle can conserve enough energy to light a 60-watt light bulb for up to 6 hours. Also, Camden's green site recycling boxes and compost bins are made from recycled plastic bottles. A big thank you. In 2005/6, Camden residents recycled 28% of their household waste. This is the highest rate for any inner London borough and is all down to you. There is still more to be done, so please keep on recycling with us every week. Christmas tree recycling. Camden will continue to offer 20-plus Christmas tree recycling points across the borough again this year. Last Christmas, nearly 10,000 trees were recycled through these sites. This year, the council is hoping that even more residents will think about extending their Christmas tree's life and helping the environment by recycling it. The compost, created from all the Christmas trees collected and recycled in Camden, can be used on gardens and flower pots across the borough, helping other plants and flowers grow and making the area even more green and attractive all year long. Contact us, Street Environment Services, Town Hall, Argyle Street, London, WC1H 8EQ. Telephone 020-7974-6914. Fax 020-7974-5593. Web camden.gov.uk/recycling. Working together. Putting the community first. Camden's Safer Neighbourhood scheme is unique in letting the community, and not the police, set the priorities for the borough. We talked to Chief Inspector Simon Turner from the Metropolitan Police's Community and Partnership team to find out more. Who's involved in the Safer Neighbourhoods team? One sergeant, two constables, and three police community support officers work solely on each of the 18 schemes. They are out on the streets meeting the community and know about the area and its problems. Who do you report to? The team report directly to Safer Neighbourhood panels, which are made up of members of the community. Local people are always needed to sit on the panels. To get involved, contact your team. Details are listed. How has the community benefited? It gets to prioritise issues of concern. People tell us what they want. For example, we might put robbery at the top of our list, but we are told that antisocial behaviour is the community's number one priority, so that is what we focus on. Have there been problems? Sometimes it's about managing expectation. It is difficult for residents to realise that we are not there to directly respond to 999 calls or investigate crime. How effective have you been? We can't tackle antisocial behaviour across the board, so rather than working a whole estate, we focus on one block at a time. We're still learning and taking into account what the community wants us to do, but generally it's an antisocial behaviour and quality of life issue. Safer Neighbourhood Teams. You can contact your teams at Belsize 020-8721-2696, Bloomsbury 020-8721-2693, Camden Town with Primrose Hill 020-8721-2959, Cantelowes 020-721-2756, Fortune Green 020-8721-2698, Frognall and Fitzjohn's 020-8721-2958, Gospel Oak 020-8721-2015, Hampstead 020-8721-2779, Have a stock, 020-8721-2016. Highgate, 020-8721-2699. Holborn and Covent Garden, 020-8721-2692. Kentish Town, 020-8721-2695. King's Cross, 8721-2694. Kilburn, 020-8721-2017. Regent's Park, 020-8721-2811. St Pancras and Somers Town, 020-8721-2810. Swiss Cottage, 020-8721-2655. West Hampstead, 020-8721-2697. Always dial 999 in an emergency. You can get more details on camdensafe.org and click on Neighbourhood Safe. Housing news. Keep warm this winter. A scheme is helping Camden residents keep their energy bills low and their homes warm and cosy. Since spring 2006, energy prices have increased dramatically, with some energy companies increasing their prices by nearly 50%. If you are concerned about paying your fuel bills and keeping warm this winter, then it's worth calling our Warmth for All helpline. You can get free advice on ways to save energy at home, help with debt and benefits, and suggest advice on choosing a gas and electricity supplier. Warmth for All also helps owner-occupiers and people renting privately to improve heating and insulation of their home through grants and advice. Since 2001, our Warmth for All scheme has provided over 900 grants for heating and insulation, measures worth over £1.2 million. Grants are available for central heating, replacement boilers, heating repairs, loft insulation, cavity wall insulation and hot water tank insulation. Happy and warm. The scheme has helped residents like Peter Richards, aged 81, who lives on his disability war pension with his wife Elvira, aged 86. The couple, who have lived in their flat for over 40 years, faced a £3,500 bill to replace their heating system when it broke down in October last year. "Our central heating was nearly 20 years old and was out of date," says Peter. "When it broke down, we didn't have the money available to fix it. Luckily, I found out about the Warmth for All scheme, and it helped us pay for the new heating system. Getting a new boiler has had other benefits too. Now we always have the hot water we need, and it saves us money by only heating the water we actually use, and heating our home better. We can keep our home warm all the time, and we've also got a new cupboard to fill where the old water tank used to be." Are you eligible? Grants of up to £5,000 are available to people over 60, families with a child under 16, pregnant women, families with an income under £25,000, people with disabilities or a long-term illness. You will need to be receiving a disability or income-related benefit to qualify. You can get more details on the Warmth for All helpline on free phone 0800 801 738. Welcome to our new feature about services we provide. In this first, we look at services for young people in the borough, which offer a range of things from advice on housing, enjoying the great outdoors, how to enjoy the great indoors, to working on a radio station. Many are coordinated by our Youth and Connections service. You can find out more on camden.gov.uk/youth or connectionsdirect.com. Or you can phone 0808 001 3219. We want to know what you would like to see. You can email us at yourcamden.gov.uk or write to us at Your Camden, Free Post, RLXG-BLHZ-SARJ, Communications Team, Room 303, Town Hall, Judd Street, London WC1H 9JE. Roundhouse Studios. You can take part in projects and also make use of the Camden venue's arts rehearsal space, TV production facilities and state-of-the-art music studios. You can find out more by phoning 020-7424-8456 or go to roundhouse.org.uk. Camden Under 25's Advice Centre. If you're aged 16 to 25, you can ask or talk about anything you like with someone who will listen and help. This includes advice about housing and education. 020 7974 4595. Jubilee Centre. Indoor and outdoor activities. If you like abseiling, climbing, kayaking or mountain biking, then this outdoor activities centre in Camley Street is the place for you. You can phone 020 7387 2367 for details. Gospel Oak Action Link, GOAL, goal. You can do sports, join the youth committee, join the cyber club and go on outings. Want to know more? You can phone 020 7974 7101. Interchange Youth Activities Centre. You can find out more about a range of activities including dance, drumming and drama at the centre in Haverstock Hill by phoning 020 7692 5888. Kilburn Youth Centre. If you fancy being a radio DJ, going for a Duke of Edinburgh Award or getting IT skills, this is the place to go. You can find out how to sign up by phoning 020 7328 7172. Surma Youth Project. You can do sports, social events and lots more at the Regent's Park Centre. Want to know more? You can phone 020 7388 7313. Elfrieda Rathbone 7 o'clock Club in Tallacre for people with learning difficulties. You can take part in football, discussions and activities. You can find out more by phoning 020 7424 1616 or 1617. Young Camden. Young Camden grills the council. More than 100 young people packed into the council chamber recently to fire a wide range of questions at politicians from across the borough. Climate change, wearing veils, respect for traditions and religion, housing support for the young, and council spending were just some of the diverse topics discussed at the recent Youth Question Time. A panel of councillors from the four different parties were on hand to meet and discuss a variety of issues, including elections and how the council works. We caught up with a few of the people there to see what they thought of it all. Iftekhar, Camden's Deputy UK Youth Parliament Member. Politics affects everyone, and I've got involved because I think it's important that young people are heard and they have the chance to speak for themselves. Many of those I've spoken to now want to get more involved. Alara, my area has a lot of trouble with kids riding around on mopeds. There should be police on streets. Catherine, great discussion and good to see people disagreeing with each other. Too often we just hear people saying the same thing. Ludovic, if I could change anything, it would be to have more activities for young people. There should be more training so that when we finish school we have something to do. Nazreen, it's good to bring together the different age groups, the young people and the councillors, to talk about issues which affect us. I'm particularly interested in issues around women wearing the veil and Islamophobia. Ruth, people don't listen to what we have to say because we're young and can't vote, and so we can't change anything, but they should because we can. Callum, it was a really good event. It's helped me understand about how the council works, and I was impressed by how well the councillors answer the questions when they were put on the spot. Get involved. Are you aged 11 to 19? Do you think that you could be a good politician? If you go to school in the borough, the UK Youth Parliament is holding elections for candidates at the beginning of next year. You can phone the Youth Connections team on 020 7974 8264 or go to camden.gov.uk. You can get more information about the UK Youth Parliament on ukyouthparliament.org.uk. You can view a recording of Youth Question Time on camden.gov.uk/democracy. Your View Letters Page. Clamps are still on. I bring to your notice the fact that this article, An End to Clamping, August, Your Camden, gives a deliberately misleading impression that the inconvenience and cost of clamping has been stopped. If this article were honest, it would also say that ticketing costs £60 and clamping cost £115 has been replaced by towing away, cost £200. Parking Solutions claimed on the phone that their parking policy has not changed, but it has, and it's not a joke. Jay Sparrow. That is the end of side one of this tape. Fast forward the tape to the end and turn over to hear the response to that letter on side two. This is side two of Your Camden Magazine November issue. We continue the recording with the Your View letters page and the response to a letter about clamping and ticketing costs in the borough. Response. Camden has stopped widespread clamping but has not replaced this with the removal of vehicles instead. We remove vehicles for the following reasons: dangerous or obstructive parking, parking in a disabled bay, bus stop, a specialist bay, e.g. ambulance, or as a result of a police request. We do not set the charges for any of the enforcement action we take. This is the responsibility of the Association of Local Government, in brackets ALG, now London Councils. The charges set are then approved by the Mayor, Ken Livingstone, and finally authorised by the Secretary of State. Carers of young need help too. I read about the Carer Emergency Card Scheme with great interest in your magazine under the title Caring for Carers, July 06, so I sent off for further information. However, I'm very disappointed to find that this scheme is only open to carers who look after someone who is over 18. Please can you tell me why this is so? Deirdre Yeager. Response. The Carer Emergency Card Scheme is completely new and is still in its pilot stage. Careline, which is running the scheme, currently works with adults, i.e. people over 18 years. With new schemes such as this, it is important to keep it practical and manageable, so we will initially start the scheme for people who care for an adult, and then monitor how people are using it, and review the project over the next 12 months. We do not think that anyone caring for someone under 18 is any less of a carer, and we do hope to extend the scheme to carers of people under 18 in the future. We are currently reviewing the Camden Carers strategy, so I will make sure that your comments about the need for the service to be available for all carers is included. Karen Timperley, Housing and Adult Social Care. You can find out more about the Carer Emergency Card by calling 020 7974 1491. Let's skip to it. I think Camden would be less likely to find rubbish dumped on pavements if it did a roving skip policy. There is space for a temporary skip on the Maiden Lane estate, and if it came perhaps once a month, people could save up their unwanted carpets, broken furniture, etc., instead of leaving it on the street. Peter Wills, NW1. More helplines needed. Looking through your guide to services, I noticed that, quite rightly of course, you have provided homophobic and racial harassment hotlines. However, you do not seem to provide a similar hotline for women, apart from those suffering racial or homophobic harassment. Why is this? I do realise you provide a safety net for women suffering domestic violence, which is obviously commendable, but what about women suffering harassment in other areas other than domestic? Margaret King. Reply. The article was an update on some of the services offered by us and was not an indication of our priorities. There are numerous organisations, council, public sector and voluntary, in the borough which give advice and help to our diverse communities. You can find out more by going to our information database, syndex.camden.gov.uk. Feature. Camden Consults. How would you spend it? Money matters. We will spend around £900 million on our services in 2006-7. We have been talking to a selection of residents, community groups and businesses about how we should spend the Council's budget, how we can be more efficient and where we can make savings. At a recent workshop, we asked residents to consider how they would prioritise spending the budget if they were councillors. It's a big challenge, and a number of people said they found the exercise both interesting and difficult. As one person put it, it was a lively discussion, but we were faced with difficult choices. It was frustrating. How can you set older people versus children, or parks and gardens versus ensuring roads are safe? On the day, participants really got to grips with the challenge of keeping the council tax down, while still protecting vital services and meeting the future needs of our residents. Here's what they told us. Camden should spend more money on roads to make it a safer place. Is the amount of council tax I pay okay? Yes, but is it value for money? Probably not, overall. Why is Westminster Council tax much lower than mine? Inefficient management? Waste of money? Security in council estates would be contracted to local people. It would be cheaper and more effective with direct accountabilities. I don't think anyone really understands how council tax works, that it only funds a small part of council expenditure. People think if they don't use services, they're not getting value for money. Mike O'Donnell, our Director of Finance, says that the sessions have been really helpful. I was most impressed with the way everyone contributed to the discussions. Many extremely useful and important things were said. Tell us what you think. Now we want to know what you think. We spend money on a variety of services, from education and social care to parks and street works, but what should our priorities be? What are your priorities for spending across the council? What should we spend less on? Where do you think we waste money? How can we be more efficient? How can we do things more cheaply? What level of council tax do you want to set in 2008-09? In brackets, the 2007-8 council tax has been frozen at the current rate. You can send comments by Friday the 8th of December 2006 by emailing ed.wallace@camden.gov.uk or send them, free of charge, to London Borough of Camden, Free Post, LON 20084, Room 305, Town Hall. Feature, making a statement. We have to make the most economic, efficient and effective use of your money and our resources. Our annual statement of accounts shows how we have managed our finances and assets over the past financial year, in 2005-06. This summary of our statement of accounts looks at how we have performed financially, our budget, council housing and capital expenditure, what we spend on buying, upgrading and improving our assets like roads and buildings. You can get a summary as well as full copy of the statement of accounts for 2005-06 on camden.gov.uk. Financial review. Here are the key ways in which we have managed public funds. Financial performance. Our revenue budget for 2005-06 was £325 million. At the end of the year, we had a surplus of £7.85 million. Total reserves at the end of this period stood at £78.79 million. Out of this, £10.77 million is for our self-insurance scheme, so we can avoid paying premiums to insurers, and £48.17 million is earmarked for specific purposes. This leaves £19.4 million to cover emergencies. Council housing. We own 24,582 houses, and charge tenants an average of £77.18 per week. We cannot spend any council tax on these homes, so funding comes from rents and government grants. In the last year, expenditure exceeded income by £8.18 million. At the year end, there was an accumulated surplus on the council housing account otherwise known as the housing revenue account, of £72.08 million. Capital expenditure. This is the money we spend on buying, upgrading or improving assets, such as buildings and roads. Our total capital expenditure for the year was £121.97 million. Our assets are now worth nearly £3 billion. In 2005-06, we spent most of our money on housing. £55.37 million was spent on works to council houses and other properties. Environment. £3.7 million went on improvements to roads and bridges. Education. £3.9 million was spent on the redevelopment of schools. Leisure and Community Services, £3.9 million went towards landscaping at Swiss Cottage and the refurbishment of libraries. We own 24,582 council houses, 912 commercial properties, 199 other housing properties, 69 parks and open spaces, 38 schools, 26 offices, 263 kilometres of road. Balance sheet as at 31st of March 2006. What the council owns, owes and is owed. Buildings and lands owned, £2,835,700,000. Cash held, £7,735,000. Stock, £219,000. Money owed to the council, £272,362,000. Total, £3,116,016,000. Less money owed by the council, £664,102,000. Total, £2,451,914,000. This is made up of accountancy reserves, asterisk. These reserves are balance sheet items which cannot be spent. Details of the various reserves at the year end are contained in the full statement of accounts. So, accountancy reserves are £2,256,319,000. Capital receipts in hand, £37,901,000. Earmarked reserves, £59,391,000. Housing reserves, £72,080,000. Schools reserves, £6,823,000. General reserves, £19,400,000. And those added together equal the above total of £2,451,914,000. Cash flow. Cash at the start of the year, £12.2 million. Cash in, £1,199 million. Cash out, -£1,203.5 million. Cash at end of year, £7.7 million. Example: the average cost of resurfacing a road like Raydon Street in N19 is £41,000. Revenue expenditure. This is the money we spend on providing services. Spending on services. We spend money on a variety of services, including schools, social care and street works. Here's what we spent on services in 2005-06 and where the money came from to pay for them. In brackets, the figures do not include spending and income relating to council housing. Education. £136,419,000. Social services, £105,545,000. Cultural, Environment and Planning Services, £76,745,000. Central Services, £18,317,000. Housing, non-HRA, £10,091,000. Housing, HRA, £3,390,100. Highways, Roads and Transport, net income, £6,578,000. Net cost of services, £387,596,000. Net spending. Net cost of services, £387,596,000. Less internal charges for the use of council assets, £53,535,000. Add interest paid on loans, £22,942,000. Revenue spending directly on capital schemes, £15,785,000. Less interest received on investments, £8,273,000. Add internal accounting adjustments, £39,572,000. Amounts paid to other bodies, £1,953,000. Transfers from HRA balance, £8,182,000. Amount required, £318,714,000. Paid for by government grant, £168,961,000. Business rates, £70,201,000. Council tax, £87,397,000, which comes to a total of £326,559,000, which gives a surplus for the year of £7,845,000. General balance. At the beginning of the year, £13,900,000, less transfers during the year, £2,345,000, during the year, £7,845,000, at end of year, £19,400,000. Example, see the light. It costs £1,460 to replace a street light. This is for a standard 6-metre lamp column, in brackets column, bracket, lantern and painting. And the price includes how much we have to pay the utility companies to reconnect the lamp to the mains. To report a faulty street light, go to camden.gov.uk/mycouncil or phone 020 7947 5035. That is the end of Your Camden November issue and the end of this recording. Thank you.